We have a, you know, a broom in our apartment building where you can separate your recyclables. Yeah. And I, the other day, I had to throw out a laundry container.
Right.
Laundry soap container. And I don't know what it is. Is that a bottle? Is it
plastic?
I think
it goes where the plasticky family goes.
So I just put it with bottles?
I don't know.
See?
Yeah.
We do need to take a course on this.
So I think bottles go on their own, don't they? Doesn't the bottle family stay with each other and then the plastic family stays with each other?
Right.
And the cardboard family stays with each other.
Stays with it.
But then there's styrofoam
mixed recycling too, which I don't understand
that world either.
That.
I don't trust that.
Oh, don't we feel some eco guilt right
no
now?
No kidding. Hey? Holy, I don't think we're helping at all.
No, that's your info dump.
Talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way. We break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh, baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody. Baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. I know you said this time you really weren't coming back again. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night.
New Country 93.5 is Jelly Roll.
Let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another
another whiskey, pop another beer. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Holding now, I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a liar.
The Casey Clark Show. New Country 93.5.
It ain't cause of my truck. It ain't cause of some George Strait song. Yeah, these blue jeans might be ripped, but that ain't how I bought them. It ain't cause of these boots. I'm sticking out like a damn sore thumb. Anytime I'm anywhere but where I'm from. Why can't city lights just feel like home? I'll tell you if you really wanna know. Why I gotta watch the sunrise? Job ain't ever done till it's done right. I'll tell you what makes me cry about a steel guitar. And why just a beer away from a best friend. Why I gotta toss a line when I see you late. And why I'm always praying for rain. You ask me why you're the way you are. I grew up on a farm.
It's a bit of my grandpa. It's a buzz on a Friday night, and it might be a bit of a drive, but just come on down and you'll see why.
Why I gotta watch the sunrise? Job ain't ever done till it's done right. I tell you what makes me cry about a steel guitar. And why I gotta work so hard. Why I'm always saying amen. Just a beer away from a best friend. Why I gotta toss a line when I see you late. Why I'm always praying for rain. You ask me why you are the way you are. I grew up on a farm. Oh, it's in my blood, it's in my bones. Oh, it's all I've ever known. I gotta watch the sun. Job ain't ever done till it's done right. And I got acres of reasons why. It's who I'll be till the day I die. I'll still be saying amen. Just a beer away from a best friend. Why I gotta toss a line when I see you late. And why I'm always praying for rain. You ask me why you're the way you are. And why I'm always thanking stars. I grew up on a
farm.
New Country 93.5.
They roll the sidewalks in this town all up after the sun goes down. And say nothing good happens here when midnight rolls around. But laying down would be in vain. I can't sleep with you on my brain. And I ain't anywhere close to tired. Your kiss has got me wired. Girl, you got the heat right. Killing in your Levi's. High on your love has got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you wanna rally again? Find a row with no name. Lay back in the slow lane. Sky dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you will catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home. We can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. Turning blue, just kiss the clock to 22. Baby, I know what you're wishing for. I'm wishing for it too. Now all the lights are flashing gold. Nobody cares how fast we go. Our soundtrack's in the stereo. The DJ's on a roll. Girl, you got the heat right. Killing in your Levi's. High on your lovin's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby. Don't you wanna rally again? Slow lane, sky dropping Jupiter around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows. I bet you will catch a nice second wind. We don't have to go home. We can leave the night on. We can leave the night on. Some steal the magic from us soon. So let's take. Girl, you got the beat right, killing in your Levi's. High on your lovin's got me buzzing like a street light. It's still early out in Cali, baby, don't you wanna rally? We'll find a row with no name, lay back in the slow lane. Sky's dropping Jupiter all around us like some old train. We'll be rolling down the windows, I bet you we'll catch a nice second wind. But we don't have to go home, we can leave the night on. We can leave.
New Country, 93.5. If you just rolled into the show, we did You're Never Ever Gonna Get It, found out that 11% of us have a fear of bridges. And I'm thinking that's an irrational fear.
I think it can be. Yeah. I mean, I do understand, though, if you are way up high and the bridge looks a little
like a
creaky.
Suspension bridge, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't like those either.
Yeah. That's totally fair.
Let's talk about irrational fears coming up.
I got an old half pack of black Pall Malls. I can smoke them now, won't get no shade at all. I got half a mind to give you a call, but I ain't chasing after you.
There's a little more room in my chest than yours. I got a fist-sized mark in my bedroom door. I got half a mind and probably more to cover up this old tattoo. I got a hole in my heart. Texas, and I think you left it. I got a picture of you and me circa 2019. Don't know why I kept it. I got a story I tell myself until my face is in the blue, but I got no happy it'll be there till I move.
I got them words you said still ringing out. I love you, babe, but it's
it's too late now. I got memories walking around this house that just won't turn to dust. I got a hole in my heart down near the size of Texas, and I think you left it. I got a picture of you and me circling 2019. Don't know why I kept it. I got a story I tell myself until my face is in the blue, but I got no happy Texas, and you know you left it. I got a picture of you and me circa 2019. Don't know why I kept it. I got a story I tell myself until my face is in the blue, but I got no happy.
Toronto's new country, 93.5. Thanks again for making us a part of your hustle, whatever you're doing. Listen, if you miss any of the show, you can get caught up with it. We put together a nice little cute podcast for you. It sits right there on the table.
It's so cute.
Isn't it, though?
And I think we'll have a new episode today. And yeah, it's company on demand. So whenever it's more convenient for you to listen, go find that podcast.
We found out that 11% of us have a fear of bridges, and I don't know if that's an irrational fear. I think it might. I think it leans a little bit towards that.
I think if you just sort of were a little weary of bridges, then I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
But if you were someone that cannot go on a bridge, absolutely never, because you have that fear, then that's where it becomes a little irrational, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
And I mean, of course, if you're, you know, millions and millions of feet above a canyon and it's a rickety little bridge.
No.
That's perfectly acceptable.
No.
I think that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I have a fear of heights.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had to go on my roof this past weekend. Didn't like that.
Are you cleaning out your gutters?
Yeah. And there's some other stuff that was going on up there.
Sure.
And I just don't like to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and then Susie Cusey, my wife, who I adore and love, is my reason for breathing, comes out. I'm like, you can't talk to me right now.
I need to focus.
Yeah. I just really need to fall. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not an irrational fear.
No, because a lot of people are afraid of heights.
A lot of people, though, have an irrational fear of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the color of the water that throws a lot of people off, I think.
Well, if you watch any National Geographic show where they're talking about the ocean, they say there's so much that we still haven't discovered.
Right.
It's such uncharted territory, right? That I think that freaks us out too, is we just don't really know what's out there. It's like space, right? Like, what's out there? We don't know.
What you can't see is the thing that you're fearful most of.
Mm-hmm.
So you hear all these, you know, Turks and Caicos, and you go down there and it's crystal blue water, and you can see the bottom, and it's just, oh, it's Shangri-La. It's all Shangri-La, whatever. And you know what? And you're there and it's beautiful. But then when you go somewhere like a lake where it's 600 feet deep, like, what is going on down there?
Yeah, that's freaky.
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't see past your knees.
Yeah, and no one does. No one knows what's down there. It's scary.
Yeah, so I think that might be a little irrational.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I mean, maybe some people call that rational, but I think it's because, come on, there's nothing going on.
I mean, there's like animals.
But if you're in a lake, there's no sharks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you're right.
And then, okay, don't at me if there's a thing called a freshwater shark.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, there probably is.
There is.
It's called a species of the lake shark. It comes up there and I don't know. Maybe there is.
Right.
But I don't think it's around us.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know if that's right.
But there's like big fish.
Yes. And they're fine. Aren't they?
I don't know.
Irrational fears.
New truck, big lift, old roads. We've been tearing up since way back when. These wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles.
miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California cane. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no breaks, I'll tell. No gate, ain't gotta try too hard. My baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast. My foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California cane. Could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean.
Mile after mile after mile after mile. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king.
Wanted posters are going up all over Toronto. Everybody wants to lasso the new country 93.5 interrupting cash cow. And for good reason. $500 is a pretty beefy reward. Just ask these satisfied cattle rustlers.
Yay! Molly, how are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. Would you be so much better if you just won $500?
I would be so much better.
Congratulations, you're $500 richer.
That's incredible.
Come on, you just scored $500.
Oh my God, really? Should I win?
Really? Can't believe it.
Listen for the interrupting cash cow to crash into your favorite new country songs. Then call 416-872-2935 and you could stake your claim to $500.
Thank you so much.
Move on over to newcountry935.com for a sneak peek at where she'll crop up next. The interrupting cash cow. New Country 93.5.
Hey there. How would you like to own an investment property with no money down? Hi, I'm Todd C. Slater, the Simple Investor. Join me on Saturday, May the 24th at 11 a.m. for my Simple Seminar webinar, where I will be giving away not one, not two, but three down payments for fully managed investment properties with no tenant interaction. To find out more about this incredible opportunity, go to thesimpleinvestor.com today. The Simple Investor. We make the world a real estate investment simple.
Get ready to discover your future at Centennial College's Spring Open House. This Saturday, you're invited to explore all Centennial campuses and learning sites. Find out about programs and services, speak with faculty and staff, and get info on financial aid, scholarships, and more. Discover how Centennial can help you build a future that works for you. Register today at centennialcollege.ca. Don't just get an education. Get ready to thrive at Centennial College.
Where do your epic road trip adventures start? Right here at Toyota on the Park. Right now, get in and go and lease the 2025 Tundra with lease rates starting from 4.79% and including a $4,000 discount. Only at Toyota on the Park. Hurry, don't miss out. Details at toyotaonthepark.ca or 1077 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. It's time to Toyota at Toyota on the Park.
So your employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, we'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at monkhouselaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
Psst, Paul, you up?
Yeah.
Why, Paul?
Oh, I can't stop thinking about how much money I spent on this new mattress. I keep worrying it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't, Paul. You should have got the new mattress from IKEA like me. So affordable, so comfy, cozy, so much support for my aching back.
Then why can't you sleep?
Because I love to talk to my friend Paul.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Get rewarded with the no annual fee PC MasterCard and get up to $750 back in points every year on everything that makes you, you. No limits, just rewards on your terms. Can your cashback card do that? Visit pcfinancial.ca for details and conditions.
Into it?
Stress less about security. Choose security solutions from TELUS for peace of mind at home and online. Visit telus.com/total security to learn more. Conditions apply.
Country's hottest hit maker. Russell Dickerson. WrestleMania Tour 2025. Saturday, October 4th, Casino Rama Resort. She likes it when Russell Dickerson. Nothing but on sale now at Ticketmaster. Russell Dickerson. Saturday, October 4th, Casino Rama Resort. For details, visit CasinoRama.com.
Markham's frontline workers are being pushed too far. Low pay, poor schedules, no fair deal. They plow snow, fix roads, and run key city programs. But Mayor Scarpidian Council still aren't listening. It's time to act. Email Mayor Scarpidian your counselor. Demand fairness now for the workers who keep our city running. Visit QP905.com/support-Markham-workers. These workers show up for us. Now they need us to show up for them. Don't wait. Our city's workers need your voice today. Thank you from QP905.
Wendy's most important deal of the day has a fresh lineup. Pick any two breakfast items for $4. New four-piece French toast sticks, bacon or sausage wrap, biscuit or English muffin sandwiches, small hot coffee, and more. Limited time only at participating Wendy's, taxes extra.
Six lanes, tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows.
Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. Caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. There's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the
New Country 93.5. An ongoing trend with irrational fears. It seems that we all have, maybe not all, but a high percentage so far with our unscientific poll, is that we have an irrational fear about how dark the water is.
Yes. I mean, Jaws did it to us.
Didn't it, though?
Right? I think it's ruined swimming for a lot of people. It's kind of like Psycho ruined taking showers for a lot of people for a long time.
Those old movies, too.
Yes.
But you know what? When you take a look at, you know, the behind the scenes, I think there's a couple of those behind the scenes docs on the making of Jaws. You're like, it didn't look so, it looked so mechanical.
Oh, I know. I went to Universal Studios and saw Jaws, the actual shark, and it's very robotic and not scary
so
at all.
So weird. Okay. So irrational fears coming up.
And the free in the wind, we were the backseat leaning in, we were the running wide open in the headlights, hearts on fire in the midnight, we were the slow and the dance in the dust, Jack and Diane with the radio up, we were living the line about loving and learning to fall and to fly in that summertime thing. We were the song on the radio playing, we were the words the singer was singing, yeah, we were the oh, we were the hey, that made you want to sing along. Like a train, we were the let go, we were the heartbroken, we didn't know that it would end this way. We were the almost, yeah, but not quite. We were the steel guitars to cry in the line about loving and leaving and lonely in the might have been, the might have been. We were the song on the radio playing, we were the words the singer was singing, yeah, we were the oh, we were the hey, that made you want to sing along. Heard it and I had to call. We were the feeling that you can't shake off. That I was a fool and you were the one. How did I ever let you get so gone? We were the song on the radio playing. We were the words the singer was singing. Yeah, we were the oh, we were the hey that made you wanna sing along.
It's New Country, 93.5. And if you just popped in, we were talking about irrational fears. 11% of us, we found out, have a fear of bridges. I think that's bordering on being irrational.
Really. Yeah, just depending on how debilitating your fear is. Because there's certain circumstances, a rickety bridge over a canyon. Where it's like, maybe don't cross
But the
it.
Golden Gate.
Exactly. Like, you know that that's been structured to hold a lot.
Right.
You should be okay in most circumstances.
But then you see one of those movies where they do CGI and you see, you see the bridge like looks like a snake. You're like, oh, then that's the first thing that pops into my head when I look at a bridge. I'm like, oh, what about that bridge? That big,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's still irrational, though. I'm like, I feel that's irrational.
Would you consider my fear of spiders irrational?
Your reaction to them, perhaps.
Okay. But, a little much? a little dramatic?
A little bit.
Okay, I see. But you understand. Like,
I get it.
Most people are afraid of spiders,
I think,
to a certain extent.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So it's not like it's uncommon.
Yeah.
We have a note in our studio. It says no spider talk in there.
Not allowed to talk about it.
Unless you bring it up, I can't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I respect that.
Thank you. And I appreciate it very much.
I do respect it. A little rational, but I respect it. And then we're talking about the water, and there was kind of, you know, sometimes the water is an irrational fear because everybody's like, oh, it's going to get me. Like, I don't know. Is that part of your belief?
You know, I'm okay with like my feet dangling in the water when I'm belly boating anywhere in any lake. But if I'm jumping from a boat into deep, dark water after seeing Jaws as a kid, I'm still irrationally afraid of that.
Yeah.
You are not the first person to say that. Jaws has ruined all our lives, I think.
Right?
And what a good movie.
It's great to go out there and just dangle myself in the water as long as I got flippers and a boat around me. But as soon as I'm in there, like I have this pit.
Yeah. You're not wrong. I really, because I'm a big bone gal. And my bone density is suspiciously thick.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't swim great. So when I'm in the water, it's not that I'm fearful of the water. I'm suspicious of it.
Suspicious. That's good. Yeah.
You know?
Okay. All right. Fair
enough. You know, I think the water's just the smooth talking gent that's walking in the bar. Like, very attractive, but very suspicious.
You have to be on guard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I know if I let my guard down, he's just going to swoop me up.
So, like the lady you are.
Yep. And swoop me off my feet.
I want to hear the story of the last time a gentleman swooped you off your feet, Casey. I'm interested.
You know what? It happens more often than you think, Ben.
I think it's happening right now with Ben.
No, I feel something. I'm a sucker. I'll just tell you right now, I'm a sucker. Ben, you're the best.
You bet. You have a good day.
You
Thanks,
as well.
Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
Bye.
And I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep taking over your shoulder. Like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse. But right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose. Sitting all tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby. If you can't tell, no, I ain't take you home to my. He didn't buy, I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. 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 Judging by the way you just smiled, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but he's the upside. I can give you move on somewhere and go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus. But he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice in that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my. Sure as hell ain't. He sure as hell ain't.
take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my aid. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't.
Springtime never sounded better. Turn this one up. New country.
I'm gonna stomp my boots till the neighbors call the cops. I'm gonna put that boom back into the old boom box. I'll turn the die way up to 10. Then we'll turn it up again. And wake up every house on the whole damn block. It's the calm before the storm. Don't say I didn't want you. This ain't no Sunday morning coming down. It's gonna get loud, like a 12-gauge, like a shockwave shaking the ground. Loud, like a freight train, like the roar of a hometown crowd. Get loud, like a speedway, gonna blow these speakers on out. It's the only way we know how. No, we ain't turning down. Gonna get loud. Everybody. Sounds good to me. When the sun drops down so low, gon' rattle your teeth. Yeah. Nah, don't knock it till you try. You're gonna start a riot in this peace and quiet little town. It's gonna get loud like a 12-gauge, like a shockwave shaking the ground. Loud like a freight train, like the roar of a hometown crowd.
Spending your day with Toronto's new country, 93.5.
Where you learn matters. At Blythe Academy, the average class size of 12 means every student has a seat at the front of the class. From grades 4 to 12, the small class sizes allow dedicated teachers to nurture each student's talents and goals. Join an upcoming campus event where you and your child can meet the principal, interact with students, and experience what it means to be a Blythe Academy student. 6 convenient campuses in the GTA. RSVP now at blytheacademy.ca.
0. That is the only number you need to remember when thinking Can-Am Off-Road ATV or Side-by-Side. Hi, I'm Jean-Luc Lemire. If you're looking for the best deal of the season, then look no further than a Can-Am model. Right now, enjoy financing as low as 0% for up to 60 months or savings of up to $3,000 off a new Can-Am Off-Road model. The choice is yours. So what are you waiting for? Come on down and see us at Energy Power Sports in Oakville and reserve yours today.
Lost your job? Don't sign any agreement until you call Kornblum Law at 905-LOST-JOB. Make sure you get what you're owed. Call 905-LOST-JOB today and book a free consultation. Don't sign anything until you do, even if it appears to meet the company's legal obligations. Kornblum Law will review your case for free, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 905-LOST-JOB now. Kornblum Law. Online at lostjob.ca.
Lone Star's new Three Amigo Meals from $13.99. You get chips and salsa, our new double-stacked Big Smash Burger with fries and unlimited pop. Lone Star's new Big Smash. Two handmade patties, double-stacked with cheese, shredded lettuce, pickles, and secret sauce.
Hold up. Did you say chips, salsa, the Big Smash Burger and fries, and unlimited pop for $13.99? Ooh, someone is getting fired over this.
New Three Amigo Meals from $13.99. Available Monday to Friday till 4 p.m. Only at Lone Star.
Accelerate into spring with Oakville Infinity. Lease the 2025 QX60 Lux for just $359 semi-monthly with $2,495 down at 0% for 36 months. Or choose the QX50 or QX55, both available from 1.99 lease rates. For a limited time, enjoy a $1,500 loyalty bonus. Luxury, performance, exclusivity. It's waiting for you at Oakville Infinity, 2316 South Service Road West, and oakvilleinfinity.com, where luxury meets sophistication.
For over 57 years, Green Park Group has consistently built communities that people proudly call home. With over 84,000 units and counting, Green Park's excellence continues to rise to new heights. The next chapter of our legacy unfolds with stunning projects in Vaughan, King City, Georgina, Richmond Hill, Mississauga, and Oshawa. Inspiring the people who bring communities to life. Green Park is the people's builder. See for yourself at greenpark.com.
Who's better than Parks Furniture? Nobody! Parks Furniture has Ashley Sofas from $3.99. Who's better than Parks Furniture? Nobody! To find a one near you, check us out at parksfurniture.com. Parks Furniture, where smart people shop for furniture since 1943. It's worth the drive to Parks.
Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. Keep it rolling. Active Green Air.
Celebrate spring with great savings on Michelin tires at Active Green and Ross. Get a $70 Michelin prepaid MasterCard when you purchase a set of four Michelin tires between March 24th and May 30th. See store for details. There's no better place to buy your Michelin tires and service your vehicle than the experts at
Active Green and Ross,
a proud Canadian company.
Big Easter deals are on at No Frills until April 23rd. This week, get selected varieties of Breyers Frozen Dessert or Chapman's Ice Cream for only $2.75. Fill your basket at prices that won't be beat. No Frills. Proudly Canadian. See flyer for details.
This is New Country 93.5 CFXJFM, a Stingray radio station.
Walking on a Cloud presents Proudly Canadian, Perfectly Comfortable, featuring Lori Vella.
Canadians know the value of quality and comfort. At Walking on a Cloud, we carry top brands like New Balance, Birkenstock, Blundstone, Vessi, and FitFlop because the perfect pair of shoes makes all the difference. Fine footwear crafted for all-day comfort, long-lasting wear, and effortless style. Walking on a Cloud is proudly Canadian, family-owned and operated since 1959.
I'm Mark Carney, leader of the Liberal Party of Canada. We used to build things in this country. After the Second World War, Canada faced a housing crisis. The government stepped in, and we built our way out of it. Now we're in another housing crisis. So I'll get government back into the business of building affordable homes. We'll get supply up so your costs will come down. We will build a Canada you can afford.
Authorized by the Registered Agent for the Liberal Party of Canada.
Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to, and you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands tending to almost heart of mine, makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home in a 4x4 by you, baby. driveway, backed up to a fire on a tailgate, feet on the dashboard. Oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me. Ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by
the world. on my own. 16 years young, she thinks she's grown. We're all first car, first date, WLD on a license plate. Now ain't life crazy? Yeah.
Toronto's new country, 93.5. Irrational fears. 11% of us, we found out, really don't like bridges.
Yeah, and there's certain circumstances where I think that kind of makes sense. But yeah, we all have our own little things that we're a little freaked out about, I think. And that's okay.
I'm fearful of merge lanes.
Hey, they can be scary. You don't know what's going on.
I know. That would be something that you'd probably say.
I know. I think my irrational fear, it's more of a sound. I don't know. I've always been really freaked out by styrofoam.
Yeah.
I hate styrofoam.
Yeah, I get that.
And I don't like when it touches and it's in a box and it touches cardboard, touches my hand.
It touches each other.
I hate.
Yeah.
It just like dries up the oil on your skin. And the way it sounds when it goes against each other is just this, I can't do it.
We're still talking about styrofoam, by the way.
What?
Just so you know. So I wanted me to clear the air.
Yeah, I know.
Just about styrofoam.
Just strictly styrofoam.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because there's a lot of similarities. Dries up the oil in your hands. Just don't like it when it, yeah.
Right.
Fearful.
Of course.
Super fearful. Okay, Laura, fearful, irrational fear here, anything?
I am absolutely terrified of balloons.
No way. Is it that they'll just pop at a moment's notice?
That and when people blow them up and the sound that they make.
Oh, yeah.
Screeching sound.
Yes.
And I can't even have balloons at my kids' birthday parties.
Oh, no.
Boy.
You know what? I understand. I don't think I have a fear of balloons, but I see you. I hear you. It makes sense to me.
Laura,
I can't even talk about it.
I know.
Oh, no.
You would have had a rotten time at my place because I sat there blowing up I don't know how many for my daughter's birthday in February. They were all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah, no, can't do it.
No, I get that.
Say I'll never change, just to go around town with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame, gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mates never do no wrong if I'm so awful. And why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why'd you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the way you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways. We're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mates never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, why are you on your way to waste another Friday night?
And your meds never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's a risk, why'd you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
What up, Canada? It's Bailey Zimmerman. When I'm in your country, I find my country on New Country. Let's go.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out. But now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it. You showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're. So this is where it ends.
New Country, 93.5. Reading that quote that George Clooney made on the Today Show, that after 10 years of marriage, him and his wife has never had an argument.
Do you think he was just saying it to say it, or was he bragging a little bit?
Oh, I think
bit?
That's a little brag. I think that's a flex.
Little bit of a humble brag there?
I think so, because why would he say something like that if he wasn't proud of it?
Yeah, as you should be. I'm kind of like, okay, well, good for you, George.
Yeah, I just, you know, it got us to thinking, is this a real quote? Like,
right.
is this normal to say? Because it's definitely not normal in any relationship I am.
No, me either.
Okay, so, George Clooney not having an argument in his relationship for 10 years. A fib or real? Coming up.
7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, hey, daddy, who's that? Before I could answer back, she said, Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just
see that dog run by. The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, Daddy, why was she so mad? Before I could answer back, she said, Daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? Trees, why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back. In, saying, Daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things he sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Today we celebrate all the gifts Mother Nature has given us. Coast to coast, from the mountaintops to the waterline. This is our country. And our Earth Day. Make it a good one.
Tucking your shirt, I'd do it anyways. I'd do it anyways. They said that sounded coming back. They said don't wear that cowboy hat. I'll wear it anyways. I'll wear it anyways. Anyway, I'm on the only way that I know how. Yeah, the way I've always thought it is the way I do it now. I'm here to have a good time. I ain't got no time to waste. I know that it could all be over any day. So I'd do it anyways. Oh yeah. What's your story, Jay? I've seen my share of 2 AMs. They said don't burn it at both ends. I burn it anyways. I burn it anyways. They said you're gonna wreck your world. Loving them crazy country girls. I love them anyways.